All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is pre-recorded, but I'm still filming it.
Live from the lair!
And today, I'm recovering from losing my voice. I had to basically not do a show on Tuesday because I woke up that morning and my voice was gone. And it took about 4 days for it to return. And here we are. Now, I'm responding to an email I have gotten. This individual, he sent about 90 days ago, so I'm pretty sure it's already imploded in his life. This is an individual who's been watching the show for about 6-7 years. He went in to basically enlisted in the military. I told him not to do it. When I got this email from him, he had just made it to his primary duty station, and he's in the Air Force.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
Of all the branches of the service, the Air Force is pretty much the most, in my opinion, the most chill.
Oh my God.
Meaning, you're going to pretty much work an 8-hour shift. You're going to get 3 meals a day. Maybe you'll get in trouble once in a while where they'll lock you in your room for some type of short amount of time to punish you, which is absolutely ludicrous. There's not really a lot of physical torture or punishment. They will write you up and kick your ass out if you don't fly right, shall we say.
2 years snot-nosed jockeys did a flyby on my tower at over 400 knots. I want somebody's butt. I want it now. I've
had it. Now, this individual, when he sent me this email, it's about a long-term relationship. Now, apparently, he had knew this girl all the way through high school, and they went to a local community college where he got his basically 2-year degree, and he decided he wanted to go in the Air Force and get a career in aircraft maintenance, which coincides with his 2-year degree at the local community college, which good on him for doing that. You know, you can go to school and get all the schooling you can, but if you don't have experience in the current market, good luck with that. Now, he enlisted, it was a 4-year term. He just started it about 10 months back. His training was a little on the longer side, which is indicative of maintenance kind of stuff. So he went into the Air Force, and he's got this long-term, long-distance relationship with this woman. All right, now if you're watching this show, I'm just going to tell you straight up, the odds of this succeeding are exceedingly slim.
It's approximately 3,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
I can't tell you how many times I've looked other soldiers in the face and said, well, you can continue to, you know, try this long distance baloney, but I'm telling you right now, it's not going to work out. It's just a matter of time before another penis rides up to the rescue and decides to bury it balls deep in whatever hole she likes it getting buried in. Maybe all three, who knows?
Oh, that's not right. No.
And usually that advice was not really received well. I remember when I was a young buck, and my platoon sergeant basically said the same thing to me. And 3 weeks later, I received the Dear John letter, which screwed me up for about a year, year and a half. I was so blue-pilled back then, I glowed in the dark. It was insane. I have a list here, because I'm going to try to be positive here for you, but We're just going to go through this real quick, like how to make a long distance work. 21
expert tips.
21 tips of the 21 penises she's going to sample before you find out about it is more like.
Hey, try not to suck any dick on the way through the parking lot. Hey, you, get back here.
All right, number one, keep in contact with your partner. Now, with today's day and age, they're showing the cell phone thing here. Is it easier than ever to stay connected? Yes, it is. But on the flip side, these devices also make it very easy to separate as well.
Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.
Meaning, these ladies have access to all of these dating apps. And then they have their cackling friends that are going to say,
yeah, well, he'll never know.
She's going to jump on some of these apps, and it's just a matter of time before the bullseye drops one right into the meat pie. And that's just the way it goes. Number two, give them little updates about your day. All right, now in the military, you're not going to have, maybe the Air Force is different. Maybe they have time for this. But in the Army, there were a lot of times you're in the field or you're on deployment and you don't have time to communicate and tell them about your day. And some of the days I had in the Army were absolute shit. And I did not want to burden anyone else, let alone my family, with some of the bullshit I had to deal with, much of which I still carry with me to this very day. And it still haunts me at night when it wakes me up from my nightmares, which have become a daily routine. Have deep conversations. Easier said than done. When you're not in the picture, it's just natural that you're going to grow apart, and the deep conversations probably are not going to stay deep unless you want to count deception, because that's pretty much what is going to happen. Make them feel involved in your life. All right, in the military, exceedingly difficult. The culture of the military, literally you have your own lingo, your own vocabulary, your own terms. After you've been in there 6 months to a year, your perspective on the world will change, and your perspective on people that you know that are civilians will also change. It's less of a drastic change in the Air Force, but in the Army, Marines, and the Navy, those canyons just grow wider. That's just the way it goes. It's hard to involve civilians in your life. Schedule quality time together. Now, you could do this when you go home on leave. All right, but other than that, if she's not living off post near the base, not going to happen unless you do it through FaceTime, Skype, Zoom, whatever. You know, if there's any men out there that can make this work, God bless you. I saw it only one time where the guy was in a long-term relationship. He made it through the sergeant's board and was going to get promoted. And he promptly went home, married this woman, brought him to Fort Lewis. Right? She just turned into an absolute Jezebel.
Captain, but...
This conversation's over. You're dismissed.
Right, but...
This is the end of the conversation.
Captain, if I could...
You can't.
Right, but I had this...
The conversation's over.
We'll just leave it at that. And broke his heart. Basically ruined him for the rest of his life. Because... He took that really hard. He knew that girl since grade school. You know, they dated basically towards the end of middle school, all the way through high school. You know, they had a long-term distance thing going on for about a year and a half, almost 2 years, until he got promoted to E5. And then it fell apart. Bond over shared experiences. Okay, again, it's hard to do this when one is in the military and one isn't. In the military, you're going to be exposed to some very bizarre experiences that civilians are just not going to be able to understand, fathom, or be willing to bond over. That's just the way it goes. 7, make time to be intimate. All right, now there's the whole phone sex thing. I guess you could do that. There's the naughty pictures back and forth. Yeah, I got it. It could be done. But in current year, that stuff is evidence and can be used against you in court. I would advise you not to do this because it can quite literally blow up in your face. Visiting them whenever you can, when you're on leave, you can do this as much as you want. In the military, you're going to get 30 days of paid vacation a year from the get. And if you stay as long as I did, by the time you hit 33 years, you're going to still get the same 30 days of paid vacation. You don't get more or less the more you stay in. It's just the way it works. Now, when I was in the regiment, you know, you had block leave right around Christmas, and then you were allowed to take 3 to 7 days some other time during the year, but it couldn't be done during a deployment or prior to a deployment. That's just the way it is. All right. This is just ridiculous. 9, give each other support and encouragement. Now, this just goes in any relationship or relationship, be it long distance or in your face. This is a key component here, support and encouragement. And I would argue that women in current year don't know how to do this because they never saw it done from their mothers. Because most women today are raised by single mothers. They didn't have a father in the home. And they don't know how to do this. They don't know how this simple tool works. So, again, bad news for you, Airman. Sorry. 10, remind them of how much you appreciate them. All right. In the beginning, this is going to be easy. You're going to be, you know,
I love you. You're the best person ever. She's good people.
Well, I've heard it all. I did it myself. Right before I got married, I said a lot of the same bullshit. And I just wish I had listened, you know, to a recording I made and I could hear the lunacy in my voice because I might not have gotten married. I probably would not have, to be honest with you. If I knew how much of a clusterfuck beatdown it would be to get divorced and all the after effects. I just would have stayed on active duty, did my 30 years straight, retired, you know, at 37. And then I'd be, you know, 6-7 years, 10 years into a civilian career by now. Then to each other gifts. I've seen a lot of guys get the boxes from home with the cookies and the trinkets and whatever. Got it. It goes a long way. You know, the gifts do. But in a long distance type of thing, do I think it's really going to do the trick in current year?
Hell no.
12, send each other's letters through the mail. Yes. Write up your letters, send them in the mail, and save them for future lessons that you will need to reteach yourself. Because I can almost guarantee you, this is not going to work out, and you're going to have a pile of these letters that are going to hurt like hell to keep around, and it's up to you if you want to destroy them or not. I totally get it. But if you keep them around, once, you know, you're outside of the valley looking in, you can reread those letters and see just how stupid and one-dimensional you were in your thinking. And I hate to be all negative about love and all that other bullshit, but I talk about this in my book, Love is Nothing But a Down Payment on Future Pain, and I absolutely mean that. So, by all means, write your letters to each other. I'm sure it's going to work out. Set boundaries for your relationship. All right. Basically, no girls' night out. None of that craziness. You got to have boundaries. Listen, These boundaries that you set need to be important to the point if they're violated, it's over. That is the seriousness of these boundaries. All right, don't set little minor, you know, tiptoe boundaries that they tiptoe around over and tip back and nothing's ever done. It's got to be a hard reset boundary, and you have to mean it. Be honest with each other. Again, very important, but more than likely from my experience, if you're in a long distance relationship and you're with a woman who is fairly attractive, I'm just telling you right now, be prepared for her to be honest and tell you she's got feelings for another dude, and you're, you know, 1,000 miles away. Your next leave isn't for 3 to 4 months, and you're stuck. And listen, it sucks, man. I've been there. I got it. And I'm not trying to talk down to you or hurt your feelings. I'm just being honest here. You're going to hear that. It sounds weird when I say this, but it's actually merciful if they're honest from the beginning. Then if she deceives you, lets you live this lie that you're still together, and you come home 6-8 months later only just to discover that, you know, she's been with another dude, lying to you the entire time, that is much worse, in my opinion. All right. Listen, that's part of being nice. All right. You don't want to be the nice guy. The nice person tells you a bunch of white lies or lies to your face to maintain, you know, status quo or keep the peace or not hurt anyone's feelings. You want somebody who's going to be kind. A kind person will just tell you from the very beginning. They won't mix words. They won't soften the blow. They might soften it a little bit, but not through deceit and lying. Stay committed to your relationship. I've seen dudes fall off the wagon quite a few times while in deployment or in the field or in school environments. So I'm not saying women, you know, are the evil ones here. Men do it as well. But in current year, I would say women do it more. Like, I've been doing this since 2009. Talked 553 dudes out of the permanent solution to a temporary problem using comedy, logic, and reason. And in current year, women have a really hard time maintaining commitment. They do. They're always looking for something better. They're always listening to their harpy friends.
Well, I can set you up with him. They'll never know. Blah, 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 blah. He's better for you. He makes more money. He's better looking.
The excuses are infinite for this. And women, to be honest, in current year, I believe are virtually incapable of commitment, long-term commitment, and especially long-distance commitment. I'm talking you down from here, dude. I'm sorry it took me so long to get to this, but life sucks. Mix up some Kool-Aid, drink it, run through a wall like you're crazy, because that's what life will do to you.
Oh, yeah.
Come up with long-term goal for your relationship. Basically, what they're saying, a long-term goal would be the mirage. I don't really know any women that are going to stay in a long-term relationship or long-distance relationship if you don't dangle the carrot of the mirage in front of them. Because if you're like,
well, you know, if we stay together, I'll make you my girlfriend.
It's not going to work. I mean, women are not going to fall for that crap. All right, they want the cash and prizes.
With $158,450 in cash and merchandise, not the least of which is the fourth car to add to your three.
So let's say you do dangle the carrot of the mirage in front of them. You make it to the altar. Well, in current year, your chances of staying in a long-term mirage are very slim. I would say the first one has anywhere from a 47 to 56% chance of failure. Second one is 63 to 65. The third one is 72 to 75% chance of failure. And that's before you even add in stepkids and, you know, baby daddy drama and what have you. And it just goes up from there. If you did get a Dear John from this woman that you're asking me my advice about, 10 years from now, you will look back and you will consider it a blessing. Trust me. Sit down and talk about relationship issues. Now, this is really hard to do over the phone or FaceTime, because some of these issues revolve around you not being there, and there is nothing you can do about it. All right, you can dangle the carrot of the mirage, but if that doesn't do it, your relationship issues are exactly what I said.
They are shit.
And it's not going to work out. Let's go to 18. Spend time working on yourself. Okay.
Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. What a load of crap.
Now, in bachelor vernacular, working on yourself, when you hear a woman say that, it's basically she's going to get worked over by someone else.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
Just being honest and brutal up front with you. That whenever you hear, I need to go work on myself, she's basically saying she's going to be all...
8 holes in the pool table, if you know what I mean.
My God! That's disgusting!
And there's fuck all you can do about it. You're just going to have to suck it up. It sucks. You're going to get your heart ripped out through your asshole. And, you know, if it happens a couple more times, you're going to wind up like me with a black dead heart and a midnight soul. And you're going to become efficiently brutal and truthful, disregarding all the consequences, of course.
Bring it, Skeletor.
You're going to march hard, shoot straight, and always speak the truth, even if it leads to your death. That's what happens when you fuck around with this bullshit. 19. Talk to your friends and family. Okay. Women keep women single. Women get other women divorced. Unless you have a friend who has made it through a long-distance relationship, or you have a family member that has direct experience with this, my advice is don't talk to your friends and family about this. It's not going to work out, especially if you're a woman. Now, a dude might talk to other friends he has in his unit. I got it. But more than likely, word will get out. Before you know it, his squad leader, his team leader, his platoon sergeant, or his first sergeant will call him into the office and tell him the truth, that the odds of this long-distance bullshit lasting are very slim. Prepare for the worst. And they might actually give you the direct number to the chaplain just in case it does happen. You can get him on speed dial, and he might be able to take the edges off of the sting. But let's just be honest.
It's going to suck.
Suck! Suck! Suck!
That's just the way it goes. All right. 20. Keep your expectations realistic. Realistic. Here's the reality of the situation. Current year. Women cheat more than men. It is almost impossible to go out into the wild and meet a woman that has had anything less than 5 cocks. Some of these ladies are walking across the stage getting their high school diploma with 1,000 cock stare on their faces. That's the truth. And the minute they go over 5, your chances of staying in a long-term relationship with that woman drop into the 20 percentile. Meaning, even if you can make this long-distance relationship work, Even if you dangle the carrot of the mirage, and even if you go through a said mirage, there's really only a 20% chance that she's going to be happy in this, in the relationship. More than likely, you're going to get the three magic words,
I'm not happy,
lose half your shit, and become a slave to the system for 18 to 21 years, depending upon the state that you live in. 21. Now, staying positive. All right, let's just be honest. It never hurts to stay positive. But you're gambling here. All right? What's the best way to take the sting if the bet doesn't go your way? You bet the spread. Just plain and simple. Stay positive that this long, distant thing is going to work out. But in case it doesn't, be prepared to do other things. Now, in 33 years, I think I know two people that were still married to their original wife by the time they got out of the service. I don't know if the other one is still married to her. I haven't talked to him in years. But let's just be honest here. Yes, we have all of this crazy technology, and it is great. You can do all kinds of cool stuff with it. In fact, the government can do all kinds of cool stuff with it, like track your location going back 8 years to within 15 minutes of where you were, which is scary. But it makes it really easy for anyone out there to basically speed dial an import poon or Diaka or whatever you're into. I don't give a shit. But it just makes it so easy to cheat. It makes it so easy to look for the next best thing. And in a few years from now, we are going to see a tidal wave of women chasing the next best thing that literally ran the clock out on the game. And once that happens, all that's left is pickup games, and nobody cares or bets on those. So, Airmen, if you do see this, please don't nuke me too badly. But in your own best interest, I would cut that girl away. Focus on you, your excellence, and do great things. If you chase excellence, at some point, the women will chase you.
Stop it, I'm getting misty.
Especially if you have even a mediocre level of success. All right? I wish I could give you some better advice or read off a magic spell to make her stay madly in love with you until you're done with your time. But I'm a realist, and I'm just telling you the truth. So please, cry me a river, build a bridge, and get the fuck over it. Take it easy.